sometimes I come in here on a Monday. It's like, oh, it's Monday. It's a case of the Monday blues. But on a sports weekend like that, it almost feels like work. So you come in here and it's like, okay, let's take a deep breath. It was a wild weekend. The divisional round in the NFL playoffs, for the most part, certainly had its storylines there, and we're going to get into that. What a weekend in basketball it was. I mean, CSU gets their big win over UNLV. The UNC Bears scored 5 million points in the second half. Did we confirm that number? Like 5 million points in the second half against Portland State. The Wyoming Cowboys beat Nevada. The Nuggets, first team of the season to beat Boston in Boston. So that was awesome. Joker's been on an absolute tear. And then they beat Washington yesterday. It was wild, dude. Absolutely wild. So today's like, okay, let's take a breath. Let's dive into these stories. And let's have some fun today. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Angel, I'm like I said, dude, I'm almost worn out from the weekend that was. It was a lot of fun. Just a lot of things going on. And last night, I thought, was a great way to end this thing with the Kansas City Chiefs beating the Buffalo Bills. And I'm not saying, like, this is what I was rooting for. It was a pick. It was my pick. I picked the Chiefs to beat the Bills. So, yeah, deep down, you're kind of rooting for your picks. But I kind of was rooting for the Tyler Bass field goal to make this a really interesting final minute. Maybe even overtime. Wasn't the case. Chiefs get the dub. Poll question of the day. And you might like this question depending on where you go. Bills championship window? Is it closed? Got a lot of free agents coming up now. A lot of guys that meant a lot to this team. There's certainly some things to sort out. Is the window closed? I put it up at thewholeshow.com. It's also on my Twitter account if you want to follow me. At whole show, 51%. It's tight. 51% on Twitter, or X, are saying, yes, the window is over. And listen, the window is closed. I was listening to Tanner Bryan talk about it, and their mindset was like, as long as there's Josh Allen, the window's never closed. Let me ask you this. Was the window closed for the Green Bay Packers once they won their Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers? I mean, they were just constantly like a playoff team. Did you have that feeling of, hey, they're the favorite every single year? The Bills were the favorite for like 3 years. Not this year, but you know, the last 2 or 3 years or whatever that was. I'm not saying when you say, though, is the window closed, it doesn't mean it can't reopen. You know, if you go and get big-name free agents, you bolster up your weakness and all that. But at this stage, with all the names and what we're seeing with Josh Allen, great quarterback, never played in an AFC championship game. I mean, you start to wonder, when do we get to that point of, let's see, they lost, they have never, no, that's wrong, 2020 was the they ended up getting smoked in that one. So Josh Allen did play in the one AFC championship game. But is that window closing? Is it closed? I sure think it's on its way. You're going to have a really big offseason, because I'm telling you right now, Kansas City's the one I really feel good about saying that. As long as they have Patrick Mahomes, it was a weird year for the Chiefs. Perhaps a down year for the Chiefs. Well, their wide receivers can't convert. Their wide receivers can't pick it up. And yet, all that being said, the Chiefs are in, yet again, another AFC championship game. Patrick Mahomes has played in these every single year of his career, which is a really phenomenal stat. So I feel that way with him. Oh, and you have this guy by the name of Lamar Jackson, who looks like he's just going to keep getting better now. He's got all his stuff figured out, assuming he can stay healthy. They're going to be, Burrow will be back next year for the Bengals. Houston's on the rise. So when you talk about championship windows, it's not like, hey, they can't just come out of nowhere. Maybe they pull off an upset and they win. I don't know that the Bengals were in the quote-unquote championship window when they went to the Super Bowl, were they? Probably not. Were the Eagles there when Nick Foles ended up winning a Super Bowl? Probably not. So this doesn't mean they're not going to win a Super Bowl. in the Josh Allen era. When we talk about the windows, it basically means that in the offseason, when we're coming up and we're making all the picks of the favorites to win and going on, they're not amongst the top five teams that are going to be in there. So right now, how do you feel, Angel? You probably, if you're voting no, you probably like this poll question today as they're in your division. And we'll see what happens with the Bills in the future.
Yeah, I agree with you that it's not okay. Their window's closed forever. They'll never be able to get, you know, this is their peak right now with Josh Allen. I don't think that. He's still an elite quarterback, one of the best in the league right now. I think when you not a step above breaking down and rebuilding your team, when you start adding pieces like a Von Miller, like a Stephon Diggs, when you start putting the effort towards building your team, getting those players in, you kind of set yourself up, okay, next 3-4 years, we are competing.
Yeah.
I think you are at the end of that 3-4 year window where it's, okay, now we need to figure out what's the next step. You mentioned all of the free agents that they're going to be having to make decisions about, and now it's, okay, who's getting money here? Are we going to hang on to Stephon Diggs? Do we need to just completely revamp this wide receiving core because our number two and three guys weren't out there to play? We like what you have with James Cook. Can we keep building up on that offensive line? Our defense has a lot of injury this year, but can we get guys back? You know, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, guys that will be moving on at some point in the future. You have to start realizing, okay, we have to rebuild this team in a different way.
Yeah, I think and that's right. Like, to start the season, were you going, Detroit's in a championship window? Probably not saying that, but here they are. So again, teams can get hot. The Giants, when they won their Super Bowls with Eli Manning, they weren't necessarily in that window. We're talking about obvious windows. The Chiefs, I really feel like, are always in a championship window until proven otherwise. That's what I felt about the Chiefs all year. Everybody was down on them, and I kept saying, the Chiefs are like LeBron in his prime. The Chiefs are like the Golden State Warriors when they were still getting championships. Until proven otherwise, they can sleepwalk through the regular season and still find themselves a game away from the Super Bowl. I don't feel the same way about Buffalo, and I think Josh Allen obviously is an elite quarterback. No question about it. Is he as elite as Patrick Mahomes? Hell no. There were some key throws that he missed there late in the game when they ended up settling for a field goal, and we'll talk about that. We'll get into that detail. But that's my question today. Because again, Josh Allen, he's kind of got a localish feel because he played in Wyoming, so we're following that team closer and all that stuff. And they did have a ton of injuries, but look at this, dude. Look at the free agents coming up for the Bills. They've got wide receiver Gabriel Davis coming up as a free agent. They've got, Gabe Davis. I mean, he's a starter. That's a starter. Okay, that's one starter. Micah Hyde at the safety position, that's a starter. Defensive end Leonard Floyd, that's a starter. Linebacker Tyrell Dotson, again, a starter. Cornerback Dane Jackson, that's a nickel guy. Nickel and dime guy that's still playing quite a bit. Another defensive end with A.J. Epineza, if I could spit that one out. And he's a backup, not a starter, but he played. You know, safety Taylor Rapp. Okay, another backup who was injured. There's a few injuries, obviously, for the Bills throughout the season and in that game. Daquan Jones at D-tackle. That's another starter. Tim Settle. I mean, you're talking about starters or guys that are playing meaningful snaps for this football team. Jordan Phillips. Puna Ford. These are all reasonable names. So when you look at this, and I ask the question, it's because Adam Schefter put this out last night. Here's all the free agents coming up for the Bills. You know what that looks like, Angel? It looks a lot like the Broncos after they won Super Bowl 50. The problem is you don't have a Super Bowl to show for it. So when you're talking about the 3-year window of when they're going and acquiring all these guys, they've got these young guys coming up, and oh, now they're becoming elite players, and they've got contracts coming up. Well, you had a window with those guys. Now that window at least currently, appears to be shutting. Can they bring him back? I haven't looked at their salary cap. My guess is they're going to have a lot of space. But you still have to get through and go to these guys. You still have to get them to A, like the money that you're offering, and B, or maybe it's the other way around, look at Buffalo and go, that's a place I want to go, and I can win a Super Bowl. I can win a championship with this team. This is what happened in Super Bowl 50 for the Broncos. You win, everybody's good. Everybody's good on that Super Bowl team, right? A lot of the starters are considered, you know, the fly zone defense. Those guys start looking, go, okay, yeah, we won the Super Bowl. Now I'm going to go make money. This is the same thing, only the Bills don't have a Super Bowl to show for it. Texter here from the 970. I think this was meant to be the year for the Bills, but the injuries they had on defense did them in. Maybe so. Again, we could play the injury game until we're blue in the face. Some teams overcome key injuries. We just said the Philadelphia Eagles had Carson Wentz in his best year as a pro, and he gets hurt, and they still won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles. So, I mean, that's the ultimate injury card right there. They did it with their backup quarterback, a journeyman quarterback at that stage. So, First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. I'm going to go good here. It was really good. I'm going to say the UNC Bears coming back in that game against Portland State was absolutely wild what they were able to do. The Bears outscored Portland State 67-28 over the final 23 minutes and 45 seconds of the contest. They scored 28 straight points at one point. 28 straight. Is that not a record somewhere? It's got to be some kind of a record, Angel. I mean, that's the good. We're going to have UNC Bears basketball coach Steve Smiley on the show to talk to us about that. Probably just exactly how they drew it up. So I'll be excited to talk some Bears basketball with Steve Smiley. The bad for me, and I'm going to get into this story a little bit later, and I'm not giving you my thoughts on it yet, but the Caitlin Clark star basketball player for Iowa. And she goes, at the end of the game, Ohio State beats them. And a fan storming the court. Everybody's storming the court. She runs into a fan. She goes down. It's bad. It's a bad look. It's bad all around. I'll give you my take on it a little bit later on. The ugly for me, and I'll also break into this one. I'm seeing a lot of, I don't want to categorize, let's just call them Swifties. Very upset. Oh, so Jason Kelce can take his shirt off and drink beer in the stands and cheer like a madman, yet every time the camera pans over to Taylor Swift, it's annoying. Sexist much? Like, I was seeing that all over social media. Well, first off, it's Jason Kelce. He's never done this before. He's a Hall of Fame center. He just basically announced his retirement. It's over for him. He's also in the crowd. He didn't get shipped in through a nacho box or whatever the hell it was. He's out drinking with Bill's Mafia. He's partying out there. He's a man of the people. It's different. This isn't a pop star that hasn't been involved in the NFL ever. This is Jason Kelce, who's played football at the highest of levels, won a Super Bowl, is going to be a Hall of Famer, drinking some beer like a madman, cheering on his brother. It's different. It's ugly, the takes that some people have on both sides of this, to be real honest. But that's the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more on FMS Bank, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFKA. And there was a reason for Taylor Swift to celebrate. There really was. And Jason Kelce and Brittany Mahomes and the entire little group that they have up there. As the Chiefs get the dub, and look at what Travis Kelce was able to do. He had a weird season when we talk about how great of a tight end he is. He had a strange season, but 5 receptions, 75 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
And second down, launch wide open. Kelce has the touchdown. Going to go to Kelce. Got blockers out there trying to find an opening and a pylon. And they say touchdown.
Wow, touchdown. What an incredible individual effort by Kelce.
Dermott, after his 1-for-3 performance last week, he has tremendous support in the building. If he has to make one for us, the game on the line, he will.
44 yards, Bass. No, he doesn't make it.
Wide right.
Wow.
The two most dreaded words in Buffalo have surfaced again.
Yeah, Kelce had the nice setup there. Two great touchdowns ultimately led to that moment. Tyler Bass missed the field goal wide right. I did feel for Bills Mafia. I felt for Josh Allen. Obviously, Tyler Bass, like that's a brutal feeling. This could go down as one of the worst, not worst losses in terms of defeat, like the score, one of the more disheartening losses, right up there with that overtime battle a few years ago in the divisional round, it was in the divisional round between the Bills and the Chiefs. What a weekend it was. 3-1 on the picks, Angel. How'd you do, bro? You don't even know.
I don't keep track.
I keep track. It's like all I think about.
I think, yeah, I had Baltimore winning. I had Green Bay keeping it close. Detroit and Kansas City winning.
Did you have Baltimore covering 9.5?
I think so.
You did?
I figured they would.
Maybe you did. Maybe we'll go back and listen to the tape. We got it recorded. Mm-hmm. So we can go back. 3-1, 6-4 so far for me against the spread and playoff picks. So I'm feeling good about that. Tanner, of course, of Good Morning NoCo, had a terrible weekend. And so I pulled way ahead of him. I mean, that's what this is all about. That's ultimately what this is about. It's just to get those picks rolling. So I did the poll question last week too, Angel, about who do you think is going to be in the Super Bowl? And I put four on there because X would only allow you to put four poll options there. And Tanner and a bunch of people gave me crap because I didn't put Buffalo on there. I didn't put Green Bay on there. Tampa Bay wasn't on there and Cleveland wasn't on there. And I said, hey, sorry I didn't put them in there. Didn't have enough room. You can write it in if you want, but you'll be wrong. People didn't like that. Well, it all turned out right. All of those teams lost over the weekend. And it's setting up for an exciting AFC, NFC championship weekend. We've got the Lions going up against the 49ers. Chiefs. Ravens, that's going to be intense. I cannot wait. Really looking forward to this weekend. All right, a lot to get to. Let's talk about it. I know, Broncos fans, cover your ears, but we are in a tough way. Obviously, Denver's trying to figure it out, trying to become a relevant franchise again and get back into the playoffs, so maybe we as Broncos fans can start experiencing this again. I don't know. You got a lot of things to figure out on your own, but this man ain't going away. Patrick Mahomes, how does he keep doing it every single year? 23 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Who will win it all this year? NFL playoff coverage on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor, the guy to ask for is Ryan Hicks. They formed this this insurance group over 20 years ago, formed by two UNC Bears alumni, one of them being Ryan Hicks. He's my guy. Trust me. I've known him for, you know, about 2 years now. And I mean, we're always talking sports, we're always catching up, but just getting, you know, I know he's going to be working with the folks from Friends of Baseball. He's giving back, he's doing big things in the community, and I always think that that's a great thing to look at first when you're deciding who you're going to go with. For your insurance, for your commercial and personal insurance needs, farming operations, risk management. There's people that do it the right way. They get after it locally, and I think that those are the ones you want to look at, and Ryan's certainly one. 970-674-8825. That's Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor. I mean, this is an astonishing stat to me. Since Patrick Mahomes has been a starting quarterback, He's in the AFC Championship every single year. So he was a rookie in, what, 2017? 2017, he was a rookie. He got to play against the Broncos, but they were already in the playoffs. They lost, I think they lost to the Titans in the wild card. Next year, Patrick Mahomes takes over. They go 12-4. They beat the Colts 31-13, and they lost in the AFC Championship to the Patriots 31-37. He lost to Tommy Bones. The next year, they're in the Super Bowl, and they beat San Francisco 31-20. After that, they go to the AFC Championship game again. They beat the Bills 38-24. That was in Buffalo. Again, that was the no crowd. Nobody's there. And then they lost in the Super Bowl to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady again knocked him out. Then the very next year, they go to the AFC Championship again, and Joe Burrow beats them. And the Bengals go on to the Super Bowl that year, and then they lost to Tommy Bones. Next, Patrick Mahomes and company get right back at it. They go to the AFC Championship. They get their revenge. They beat the Bengals. And then they beat the Eagles 38-35. And here they are again, winning the AFC Championship game against Josh Allen. I know it's easy to hate on the Chiefs. And Pat Bowlen said, no matter what, for any reason whatsoever, for any reason, you do not root for a team in the AFC West, a team in the division. But this is what I talk about, like, with this greatness stuff. Now, you guys were so, a lot of people were so quick to say, get Tom Brady out of here. We're so sick of him being in the championship, in the AFC championship, and then going to the playoffs all the time and winning all these Super Bowls and breaking all these records. We're tired of it. We're tired of Bill Belichick. Well, here's another one. Mahomes. He's got two titles. Dude, it's not like he's been at it that freaking long. 2018, his first full year. His first year as a starter to 2023. So what are we talking, 5 years? 5 years, 6 years, this guy has been doing it at this level. To get to the AFC Championship game as any team, as any franchise, that many times, six times, and then obviously to get to the Super Bowl as half of that time, then to win it two out of those three times, is phenomenal. And the unfortunate part for the Broncos is that this guy's not going anywhere. People want to use the Bills argument of, well, as long as Josh Allen's there, their window's not closing. As long as Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, their window's not closing. He does make everybody better. All these concerns this season were about the receivers, mine included. Well, other than Kelsey, what do you got? You got a good running back in Isaiah Pacheco who lit it up over the weekend. But outside of those two guys, who's stepping up? You had a lot of drop passes this year, a lot of weird issues, but they found a way. Spread it out. Look at this. I mean, 5 receptions for Kelsey. Valdez-Scantling had 2 receptions. Rashee Rice had 4 receptions. Noah Gray with 3. Pacheco had 1. Hardman had 1. Clyde Edwards-Helaire had 1, but it was a -1 yard, whatever. But Mahomes is so good. He can do the Russell Wilson thing. He can improvise if he needs to. It just looks a lot easier when he does it. He can sit right there in the pocket and make throw after throw. And it truly is. We're witnessing the birth of one of, or the start of, not even the start anymore. We're in the midst of this thing. Of a guy that I don't know if he's ever going to walk away with 7 Super Bowl rings. But he's definitely on that kind of a trajectory. I mean, how often was Tom Brady, and I don't have it in front of me, how often was Tom Brady going to AFC Championship games? Obviously, they won their first 2 Super Bowls, then a year in between, then they won again. Then they took off some. They were in the AFC Championship games a lot. But you have to look at, like, Mahomes' start right now, never missing an AFC Championship game. That is a phenomenal stat. Eastside Chris texting in. The wife is in mourning today. Her late father had season tickets since the beginning. She had weathered the cold, the snow, and the wind, the missed championships, and the Norwood miss. Oof. Now the field goal miss, and the Kelsey clan family booth shots have her in a dark place. Yeah, I all those things, dude. If you're a Bills fan, I feel for you. If you're a diehard Bills fan, that's a rough way to go.
I think if I counted this correctly, it's 13 conference championship games.
Tom Brady?
Tom Brady.
And it's again, what Tom Brady did was phenomenal. I mean, he was constantly in these things. And now you're seeing it with Mahomes, and that guy, he's on the right path. I don't know if he'll get there to seven. Like, I don't even know if he's going to get it done this weekend. Picks coming up on Friday, by the way. But yeah, when Brady took over for the Patriots, was that 2001?
Yeah, I have him going on an 8-year run from 2011 to 2018.
Yeah. And see, that is huge. He did it later. If Mahomes can keep on this path, because, like, look at Brady's stuff. He's the starting quarterback 2001, and they go 11-5. They win the Super Bowl against the Rams. The very next year, they missed the playoffs. They were 9-7. Then they get right back at it. They go beat the Panthers in the Super Bowl. They go beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl in 2004. The next year, they didn't make the AFC Championship. They lost to the Broncos, 27-13, 2005. That was the year Jake Plummer was really, really good for the Broncos. The next year, they go back to the AFC Championship game. They lost. They win it again. The next year, they lost to the Giants. The next year after that, they went 11-5. Brady was out that year. They missed the playoffs. Crazy. 11-5, missed the playoffs. The next year after that, Brady's back. They lost in the wild card round to the Ravens. The following year, they lost to the Jets in the divisional round. So there was a kind of a lull there for Brady that we're not seeing with Patrick Mahomes. So, I mean, the astonishing thing for Brady is that he did it early, kind of in between, and then he had a big old stretch of going to AFC Championships games left and right. Now, at some point, somebody's going to knock Mahomes out, and he's not going to make it to the AFC Championship game, but 6 years of this, man.
If Tom Brady is Michael Jordan, Patrick Mahomes is...
Well, it depends on who your second-best quarterback of all time is.
Well, or just your second-best player. Of iconic sports figures.
Kobe?
Kobe.
I mean, for me, I've always said Jordan's my GOAT in basketball. I watched Kobe. I can also do the math and the numbers, and he had five championships. Some will say Larry Bird. You know, some will say LeBron James. But I go Kobe. So in this case, Tom Brady's Michael Jordan, and Patrick Mahomes is Kobe Bryant.
So who's LeBron? Or is he not in the league just yet?
Who is LeBron? You just don't have... Yeah, I mean, there's not... Right now... Well, now Brady's out. I mean, who's won multiple championships as a starting quarterback now? I'm blanking out, but obviously Burrow hasn't done it. Allen hasn't done it. Justin Herbert hasn't done it. Jalen Hurts hasn't done it. Tua hasn't done it. Rodgers, he's got one. He's probably LeBron. Yeah, there you go. Rodgers is LeBron James. I mean,
I think it's got to be someone, like, just following their timelines. It was like it went from Jordan into Kobe and then Kobe right into LeBron. So who's
CJ
coming
Stroud?
After Mahomes?
CJ?
Potential.
We'll see what Miami does.
He's got the hottest start.
See what Miami does next year. Big year for them. Follow-up year. Lamar? But Lamar came... Shortly after Mahomes, right?
His rookie year was 2018.
Okay.
So when Mahomes first started,
Lamar was
just getting going.
He's backing up Joe Flacco.
Yes.
And he was trying to learn from Flacco. How do I stay in the pocket and not move at all? And they're like, no, take everything you've sat on the bench watching this first half of the season and just throw it away.
I mean, you know, Kobe and LeBron overlapped a little bit.
All right, so I would say Lamar Jackson then. He's got to win him a title.
He's got to win one.
He's got to get one. You know, look.
Or at least get to one.
Yeah, he's got to get to one. And that's getting through the current Kobe Bryant.
The Cavs go to the finals early on?
The Cavs went to the finals.
And then they lost to probably the Spurs?
I think it was the Spurs. Okay. If I'm forcing my brain to go back in time. And that was it for him in the first stint with Cleveland. No. He made it to the playoffs every year, and I think they were in some Eastern Conference championship games, but then he finally made it to the champion. He finally made it to the finals, but then shortly after that, he's like, I'm a free agent, go to Miami.
Okay, so we got those three, Lamar's LeBron. Who is Steph Curry?
I mean, up and coming, because Curry came after LeBron, right?
Mm-hmm, around 2000, around when LeBron won his two titles in Miami.
And that's probably going to go to a guy like, is CJ Stroud going to be the next Steph Curry type guy? I don't know. Again, football is just so hard. This is why it's so crazy, Angel, with what Tom Brady did and what Patrick Mahomes is doing. You don't see this. Like, name a great quarterback in the NFL currently. Just name one. Give me the second. Go back to my tiers. Second best quarterback in the league right now. Because Patrick Mahomes is number one. He just proved it again yesterday. Who is it? Josh Allen?
I think it's Josh or Lamar.
No Super Bowls. None.
I mean, you throw Rodgers, but I mean,
one.
He didn't play. So.
And he's only got one.
Right. Yeah, I don't. He's never gone back since then.
Right, because they beat the Steelers, right? Who did they beat? They beat the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Man, you are forcing my brain to go back here.
Yeah, they won that year, but I don't think the Packers have made it back to the Super Bowl since then.
I think you're right.
I think I'm missing it. No, that's probably right.
It's just the one.
They got knocked out by Atlanta in 2016, and then they've been getting knocked out by the 49ers the last few years, if not the Rams or the Buccaneers.
Correct, yeah. I mean, so this is why, like, we hate the Chiefs. I get it. They're our bitter rival and everything. But we are witnessing another episode of pure greatness. Even if Mahomes loses this weekend to the Ravens, he's always been at least fourth when it comes to best teams. You know, he's always doing this. And it's a phenomenal stat. And this is, I think this is bigger than what Brady did at this stage in his career. Now, again, we'll see if he can keep going for as long as Brady did, and can he have some seasons where, you know, he's just kind of, yeah, they're okay or whatever, but then they squeeze into the play. He's probably going to have some of those years, but right now it does look like this guy is just an absolute winner, no matter how you want to slice this thing. And he is going to put, Dixon says, I want to text and smack talk, but I'm too hungover. Go Chiefs. Well, I'm also like singing your praises today, at least with Patrick Mahomes. And this defense came up with the stops they needed to. But the make no mistake about it, the Chiefs were dogs in this game. On the road. First time Mahomes had ever played in that stadium full. He played in 2020. So that was a huge win for the Kansas City Chiefs. That was a gritty win. They found a way to get it done. And I know everybody's like, the referees, the refs. It's hard for me to get into that world. I know there's the memes going of Mahomes with the ref and the refs wearing the Chiefs jerseys and all that stuff, but I saw what I saw. I mean, I watched this game. They had the pass interference call on a Bills defender who did mess up the route that a certain receiver was running for Kansas City late in that game, and it bailed him out, and you could argue, well, the ball wasn't out of his hands. Well, then it's illegal contact then. Then it's defensive holding because you can't stand in the way and then turn your shoulder to a guy running his route. You can bump them, but there is a difference. So,
well, I mean, you can blame the refs, but Josh Allen had the ball with under 2 minutes to go.
And he made some pretty bad decisions and throws in that final drive when they got inside the 30, 43 minutes after the hour. Angel, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Want to thank Kane Doolin McQuinn Young Law Firm for their sponsorship of this show. I know we're going to be hearing from those guys a lot in 2024 on the air because they're working hard in Northern Colorado. We know that we live on dangerous roads in Weld County, in northern Colorado, Larimer County. If you or a loved one have been injured in a car accident from a negligent driver, there's only one law firm to contact, and that is Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, and Young Law Firm at trialproven.com. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Some interesting games. The Niners-Packers game was certainly a very competitive game. Packers scoring 15 points in the third. Spread there was also a 9.5. I can't remember what it was, but Packers cover that. I should have went with my gut, Angel. My gut was telling me the Packers could cover that spread, but I stuck with the Niners. And my reasoning for where my gut was going was that I don't believe in Brock Purdy. I think they got everything else going for him. But if that guy is just slightly hovering around that average point, they're going to struggle. If they can't get Christian McCaffrey going early in that game, you put that ball in his hands. And he went down, made a key drive for this team late, and that's what it's about. Josh Allen couldn't get that done against the Chiefs. Brock Purdy did. But Packers hung in there. And they might have a bright future. Jordan Love might be, that was something we did on the buy or sell last week. Are you buying that Jordan Love is going to be an elite-style quarterback compared to guys like Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre? Can the Packers really get three in a row? I mean, maybe. Maybe, and maybe over time this guy just keeps getting better. He had a weird game, though. 194 yards, two touchdowns, but also two interceptions. He had some really great throws and some really rough ones, too. 48 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break here. I'm going to wrap up the first hour. I got my player of the week coming up next. Who's it going to be? We'll be right back.
Basketball is here, and Bruce is having a ball. Listen to Coach Bruce Dick on Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Just saw this a moment ago. The Colorado State Rams men's basketball team back. Back into the top 25. AP poll has them at 24. The coaches poll has them at 23. Getting the big win over UNLV. UNLV, if you just want to look at their record, don't be lazy. Don't just look at their record. UNLV is a really good basketball team. So that was a significant come-from-behind win for Colorado State. And some great players in that game. Some great players in the UNC game when they scored 28 unanswered points in the second half against Portland State, but that didn't do it for me, and I was stressing. I wanted to get this guy in the books for the month, and I was worried, but my player of the week, the whole show player of the week, we're going to go with the Nikola Jokic. I know, yeah, it's easy to do that, and I get crap for it, but I mean, Angel. Yeah. He averaged 33.6 points, 14.3 rebounds, and 6.6 assists in the last three games. A loss to the Sixers, but a win over the Boston Celtics in Boston. They were 20-0 in Boston until the Nuggets got a hold of them on Friday. So that kind of number, that's absolutely huge. And Joker is getting into that mode. There's a reason those assist numbers are a little low. He is kind of getting into that. The last three games, I've really noticed that, maybe not the Philly game as much, but into Joker takeover mode, where, all right, I trust my teammates, but I gotta take matters into my own hands a little bit here. And that's really what we saw. And so that's why I'm going with the Joker. He's been special. 34 points for him against Boston, 12 boards, 9 assists. He was 14-22, just efficient. And then the smart play where he like baited the Celtics players into jumping the line. That was like a Three Stooges move. Like, he acted like he was going forward, and then they stepped forward, and he stepped back, and then they stepped forward and got the lane violation on a free throw.
But that somehow equals jump ball?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But
that's weird.
Yeah, it was really an odd sequence there.
Apparently he does
game.
That quite a bit, and Boston just fell for it.
It's smart, man.
I saw a Boston podcaster or whatever. Joker's ruining the game of basketball. Well, yeah, because you just got delivered your first loss at home. It doesn't feel good when you're 20-0, which is phenomenal, by the way.
When their star player missed the game winning, tying shot at the end.
Yeah, he did. Boston's a great team. There's no question about it. But Joker was at a different level. Jamal Murray was playing at a different level. 35 for him. Eight rebounds and five assists. I mean, that's an all-star type game from him. He just hasn't had enough of those.
Well, there's this meme going around about Jamal that when the lights are dimmest is when he just doesn't show up.
Yeah, right. He's all about that.
He likes the starter. Hey, he likes going up against the big-time players.
Get into the playoffs, and you have no concerns about that.
Like, goes off for 35 against Boston and then, like, 19 against Washington. It's weird.
It's really weird. He was 7 of 23 against Washington. He had 19 and 7 assists, 5 boards. Yeah, as long as you're a team that can just get you in the playoffs and with a reasonable seed, then there's no complaints. Jamal, do your thing. Average 20 points a game in the regular season. Don't be an all-star. Crank it up in the playoffs and we're good.
One game back from the one seed. It's right there.
It's right there for the taking. Pacers next. Coming up tomorrow night. Mm-hmm-hmm. The new and improved Pacers, perhaps. Top story of the day coming up next. I got UNC basketball coach Steve Smiley going to join us. We got a battle of the Steves today. Steve Ivey's going to join us as well in the 1 o'clock hour. Our CSU men's basketball deep insider. We're getting that detail from him on what went right for CSU and what's coming up next. It's a huge weekend for Colorado State. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.